Everybody has heard of an honor guard. What's the role of an honor guard? An honor guard goes out before important people. What does it take to be part of the honor guard for those that were in the military? Extreme discipline. You have to be the best of the best to be in the honor guard. Has anybody seen a documentary about what they do to be part of the honor guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yes.
If you've never seen that, you owe it to yourself to go witness that sometime, the changing of the guard at Arlington National Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Just watching it will bring you to tears because these men are so precise and so dedicated and so disciplined. It will blow your mind. And it's just to change guard at this tomb of a soldier that nobody knows the name of. But it's what it represents, every man that's ever fallen in battle for the United States of America. And these men train diligently and religiously and constantly to do what they do. They march very precisely. It's all these very slow, it's like they're doing it in slow motion. The steps they take, every turn is precise. When they go out there, they can't have a speck of anything on their uniform. Every crease is crisp. Everything is just immaculate about them. They don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't go out. Their life is dedicated to that service for however long it is. I forget, is it a 2-year commitment? And that's all they do. They study, they read about what it takes, those that have gone before, the men that have fallen, the heroes. They dedicate their whole life to that. That's an honor guard. It's an amazing thing to witness, but it's an even more amazing thing to think that's supposed to be our lifestyle as believers. We're the honor guard for Yahweh in the earth today. We're the honor guard that is preparing to usher in the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God with us, Emmanuel. We're the honor guard that's going to usher him back into the earth. How are we preparing to do that? Are we preparing to do that? And I'll be honest with you, I fall short every week. We need as believers to step back and understand the awesomeness of our calling. As great a thing as it is for what those men at Arlington do, that are part of that honor guard, as significant as it is for what it represents to this nation and those that have gone before and those that have died in battle, you know, and we shouldn't take that lightly. But in comparison to what our calling is, it's not even in the same universe. Do we treat our calling with the discipline that they do within the body? Are we even close to their commitment? We're the anointing bearers. And like I said, I have nothing but respect for those men that do that, but we're the anointing bearers. What are we doing in bearing our anointing? Are we bearing the standard of Messiah on a daily basis? So that when people see us, we're not putting on a show, we're about our Father's business and everybody knows it. They can look at us and see, man, there is something really special about that person. There's something really special about the way they conduct themselves. Or do we just blend in with the crowd on the job, at the store, in our gatherings? See, if you're truly walking in the anointing, you're not out there waving a banner trying to get people's attention. You're not acting crazy and goofy and rolling around on the floor in worship. It just flows out of you because that's who you are. That's who you're becoming. You're becoming the anointing bearer. You're becoming just like Messiah. And people can see it. It's coming out of your eyes. It's coming out of your ears. It's coming out of your mouth. And people, when they see you, they'll be doing double takes. just because of who you are and who you represent.